Good morning and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak. Good morning, everybody. I'm Zoya Mateen, and you're listening to News18's Daybreak. Let's have a look at some of the top stories for the day. Big day today, as the budget 2019 is to be presented in the parliament today amid criticisms for centre's push for populist schemes. This year's budget is likely to surprise and shock. Coming a few months shy of the upcoming polls, the budget 2019, which the interim finance minister Piyush Goyal is going to be presenting, is expected to be loaded with tax sops and pro-people schemes. Although this will be the last budget of the Modi government, sources have said that the government officials were briefed to present full union budget and not just an interim budget or a vote-in account. After all, this is going to be the Prime Minister's last-ditch attempt to win voters with possible populist spending measures in today's budgets, but at the same time risking his debt targets in the process. Now, the Prime Minister is feeling the heat after his ruling Bharatiya Janata Party lost control of 3 key states in regional elections last month, setting the stage for a contentious national vote that's due by May. Speculation is swirling that the PM's fiscal plan includes a cash transfer program for farmers, entailing an additional spending of 70,000 crore rupees, that that's roughly $9.8 billion support for small businesses and some reprieve for taxpayers. For investors, that translates into another breach in the budget deficit target of 3.3% of the gross domestic product this year and a possible record borrowing in the coming year. Now, the budget this year is expected to cover everything from tax exemptions for the middle class to universal basic income scheme to liquidity corrections for the banking sector. Now, the main controversy which is brewing around this interim budget is about the expected decision of the Modi government to treat it the way of a populist budget instead of a vote-on-account. Former Finance Minister Arun Jaitley, while speaking to CNBC TV18, in fact hinted that this would not just be an interim budget. He said that the larger interest of the economy always dictates what goes in the interim budget, and that's something which cannot be discussed or disclosed at this stage. On the other hand, former Finance Minister Yashwant Sinha lashed out at the centre and said that this would be an entirely improper and unconstitutional act if the Modi government decides to present a full budget ahead of the Lok Sabha polls. He asked the ruling government to stick to the convention of outgoing dispensations of presenting an interim budget. To understand this better, a pre-election budget usually covers the period until a new government takes office and isn't typically used to make major announcements such as tax changes that would carry over into the next administration. But there's no law that prevents the Prime Minister from making significant announcements today. An opposition party meeting on the EVM tampering is set to take place today, where all the party leaders are going to discuss the alleged tampering of electronic voting machines. The meeting comes days after a self-proclaimed cyber expert, Saeed Shuja, claimed to have been a part of the team developing the machines for the 2014 general elections. In a press conference held in UK, he alleged that the EVMs used in these elections had been hacked. Following the press conference, which was also attended by Congress leader Kapil Sibal, many parties have pushed for a reversal to a ballot system. Today's meeting will be convened by the Congress party leaders, who, according to sources, have sent invitation to several other opposition leaders. A petition to the Election Commission to demand that some percentage of the VVPAT, which is the voter verifier paper audit trail, be compulsorily counted to match the EVMs, is also expected. Next up, several chief ministers of the northeastern states will be meeting the Home Minister Rajnath Singh and Prime Minister Narendra Modi to discuss the issue of the Citizenship Amendment Bill. Today's meeting was scheduled after 10 political parties from the regions, mostly allies of ruling BJP, met in Guwahati on Tuesday to oppose the bill. In the meeting, which was also attended by the Meghalaya CM Konrad Sangma and Mizoram's Zorma Thanga, all sides decided to talk to the President Ramnath Kovind and Narendra Modi to convince them to scrap the controversial bill. Meanwhile, President Ramnath Kovind, in his budget commencement speech yesterday, hailed the bill and said that it would help, and I quote, in securing of Indian citizenship by those victims who were persecuted and were compelled to seek refuge in India. The controversial bill in contention has provision to accord Indian citizenship to Hindus, Jains, Christians, Sikhs, Buddhists and Parsi refugees from Bangladesh, Pakistan and Afghanistan. Right, with this, let's quickly have a look at some of the top stories from yesterday that you may have missed. Now, BJP candidate Kishan Meedha made a clean sweep in the by-polls held in Haryana's Jind yesterday with a margin of over 12,000 votes. The by-elections had been necessitated by the demise of the Indian National Lok Dal leader Harichand Meedha, whose son stood out as the winning candidate. Digvijay Chautala, who was being backed by his brother Dushyant Chautala's newly formed Jananayak Janata Party, also surprised everyone by clinching the second position in the tally. Digvijay and Dushyant belong to the family of political giants, the Chautala clan, which had started the INLD. However, the brothers broke away from the party after a feud with their uncle. The results from the by-polls are being seen as an indication for the upcoming Lok Sabha elections and have definitely cemented the Saffron Party's hopes in the state. Next up, after former CBI Director Alok Verma gave the cold shoulder to the government's order to join the DG Fire Service, Civil Defence and Home Guard for a day, top officials have said that he will be issued a show cause notice for violation of conduct rules. On Wednesday, the MHA had sent a letter to Alok Verma asking him to take up his new assignment. The letter came 2 weeks after Verma was moved out of the CBI by the PM-led selection panel following months of feud with his deputy Rakesh Asthana over alleged corruption charges. Now, only 2 days after the resignation of two National Statistical Commission members over the withholding of data regarding employment by the government, the National Sample Survey Office, the NSSO's leaked report on the state of jobs in the country revealed that unemployment had reached a four-decade-long high. The report, which had been leaked by the Business Standard, showed that unemployment stood at 6.1% in the year 2017 and 18. Niti Aayog Vice Chairman Rajiv Kumar, however, dismissed the report findings in a hurried press conference, stating, categorically state that the report is not finalized yet. It is a draft report, he said, and the data cited is not yet finalized and approved by the government. So that's all for today, but in the meantime, please don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter Daybreak at news18.com. Thank you for listening. I'm Zoya, signing off. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening. Stay updated by visiting news18.com.